from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the DLF family of podcasts. This is a Super Flex Super Show, your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, You're Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night, last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hey everybody, welcome back into another episode of Dynasty Game Night. The Tournament of Champions is rolling on. This is actually episode 101. I believe John, who hosted last week, didn't even acknowledge that it was the 100th episode.
Are you for real? That was the 100th?
Yes.
Here, I just assumed that the Grand Championship would have been planned out for the number 100.
We should have done that, yes. But yeah, at least that's what's labeled 100 in the podcast feed.
So number 1,000. We'll make sure we follow the procedure.
But as you can hear, John is with me tonight. We actually have an all Ohio, all Bengals fan lineup tonight.
I hosted the 100th episode tonight.
Well, we acknowledged it now, John.
Well, thank you for the first 100 episodes, everybody. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, I've not been here for the 100 episodes, but that was very cool to see anyway, even if John didn't acknowledge it.
I'm going to blame the producer.
So as you can hear, like I said, we have John tonight. He's already spoken up. We also have Chris Allen, fellow Bengals fan, as I said. Chris, say hi to the people.
What's going on, y'all? Happy to be here tonight.
Okay, and we also have Andrew Hall. I feel like I need to give a little explanation here for all, 10 people who listen to every single episode. Andrew was in the Tournament of Champions already. We did have a champion who had to back out, said he wasn't sure when he could come on. So I decided to pick show must go on. So I decided to pick someone who lost a close matchup in one of the earlier rounds to kind of compete with these two guys. Andrew lost a 1-1-1 tie, overall show tie. Tiebreaker at the end. So Andrew, how you feel coming back tonight?
I feel great. I'm looking forward to losing again to these two stern competitors here, and looking forward to having a good time. I guess it does pay to be in a group chat with one of the hosts of Dynasty Game Night when they're looking for people. It's like, hey, sure, I can hop on. I can play. Let's do it. So yeah, good to be here. Glad to help you out.
Okay, so let's get right into these games here. We got three games tonight. As often, we have the name game. We also have two other games that we've done before. One is This or That, and the other one is a game I've done a couple times called Value Judgment. As the only person I don't do a pod with, Chris, I'm going to let you pick. I am leaving the name game for last. I've done that, I think, every show I've done in this Tournament of Champions. So,
all right, that was gonna be my pick.
No, I like to leave them for last. I like to leave the silly game for last, so that if it doesn't mean anything.
All right, so fair enough. So, what are my other choices?
One is called This or That, and the other one is Value Judgment, which is based on John and Russ's one of their other pods, Dynasty Wall Street, where you sort of have to rank players based by the analyzer.
Okay. I'll go with let's do this or that.
Okay. This or That is a little bit more of a sillier game. Not silly, but not quite. You have to have super fantasy football knowledge for this one. I'm going to give you a number of questions where there's two options. And we'll start with Chris, and we'll kind of go clockwise on my screen. People will take turns starting. You have to say which one. I surveyed 79 people via Google Form, and you have to say which one you think they picked higher. So, like, for instance, would you rather play in super? This isn't one of them, but would you rather play in super flex or one QB? And then you say which one you think more respondents said. And you get 1 point for getting that correct. And then you get someone will get a bonus point for getting closest to the difference in the percentage. So say it was a 60-40 split, then it would be, the difference would be 20%. So whoever said closest to 20 would get the bonus point. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, your first question. And I'm just going to phrase these exactly how I put them on the sheet. 12-team league or 14-team league? You have to guess what the people said, not what you think.
Yeah. And then and remind me again, so we're also doing the differences, right?
You don't do that now. First, you're all going to answer. Okay. Yeah.
12-team. I'll go 12-team.
Okay, 12-team.
Yeah.
Andrew?
12, for sure.
Yeah. Didn't even give a question of saying which one's better. So I'm going to guess most people interpreted it as what do you play in, mm-hmm. and I'll say 12.
And that is correct. It is 12. And you're right. I probably could have worded that one a little better.
No, I think the way you worded it was a good way to do it.
Vague is good. Yeah.
So you each get a point there. I think some of them, you guys may differ on that. Some of them are more, I think, lean one more way than other. So we'll start then with you, Chris, on how big of a difference was it 12-team versus 14-team.
I'll go. And do you also have to say towards which? Well, no, we already know which side, so it doesn't matter.
And it's whoever's close. It doesn't matter if you go over or anything. It's just whoever's closest, absolute value.
I'll do 25%.
25% difference. Okay. 25 for Chris. Andrew.
I'll do 26.
Oh, well, geez, you guys are setting me up. Right? I was literally going to say this is probably an 80-20 split, and I was going to say 60, but I'll just take the point and say 27.
Yeah, that's why I figured I'd do it, because there's no way I'm going to win. John's going to play that on me, too. So,
Well, but if you would have gone to, like, 70 or something, then I'd have had to figure it out.
Yeah, if you go high, you have to split the difference then.
You got to make me be the splitter.
Yeah, but John is correct. This was a big, pretty, not quite as big as John said, but 59.4%.
Oh my difference. God, that was the difference.
Wow.
Oh, did you say
that's an 80-20 split?
Oh, that's right. That's what you said before. Yeah, I was just looking at your answer. Yeah you're right. 79.7 to 20.3. So basically 80-20.
Wow. Okay.
So even if you had said 60, you still would have won and you would have been dead on. You would have got maybe a bonus point. Yeah.
You guys play in my leagues. That's why you're used to 14 teams.
Yeah.
Yep.
14
teams. 100 teams.
Yeah, I'm starting to lean more toward. I used to be a staunch 12 guy, but I've gotten a lot more 14 team leagues. It's definitely more fun, more challenging.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it would have been much closer. That's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I do 15 because of the new schedule. It's just easier.
Oh, man. 15
team leagues?
Yeah, 15 team. Yeah.
And just play everybody once?
Nope, play everybody twice, because with odd numbers, you have to do a doubleheader.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So, okay, next question we'll start. We are starting with Andrew. Pick one dynasty strategy. Elite tight end early or wait on the position until the later rounds? So early tight end or late tight end?
Well, since there's really only like three or four elite, and that means that four out of 12 are getting the elite, I'm going to go with the other one and say wait on tight end.
He says wait on tight end. John?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think people incorrectly said wait on tight end.
John, do you have a favorite tight end in Dynasty? I'm not sure if anyone's familiar.
No, that's an excellent question.
Hard. Just go get Pitts.
Yeah.
That should have been the answer. The answer should have just been Pitts.
Pitts or late wait on tight end.
Pitts or somebody else.
Yeah.
I would take Andrews early.
But Chris, which one are you going with?
Yeah, I have to go with those guys. Most folks will probably just wind up waiting.
Well, you're all wrong.
Good.
Yes.
Really?
Smart folks. Rocky's got smart surveyors.
All right.
So, Andrew, you have to now guess what the difference is.
All right. So the difference in the people favored the elite people tight end by how many percent? Okay.
Yeah. The difference between yes.
Let's go 8.
I was hoping you'd go either like 1 or 20 so I could go 10.
Thought about doing 10.
And I was like, I'm going to go 9 and make Chris either shut me out or pick a low side.
No, I'm gonna go high. I'll do ten.
And you went the wrong way there, Chris. Yeah. So dang. Andrew gets the point. It actually was super close. It was 50.6 to 49.4.
Oh, so wow.
It was basically 50-50, but since there's 79, so we did have a difference.
Yeah. I figured I'd get boxed in, so I almost said 1 just so I couldn't get boxed in, but then I was like, no, let's have fun with this.
All right. So Andrew gets the only point for that one. So it's 2 Bosch, 2 Andrew, 1 for Chris right now.
Mm-hmm.
Bosch, we start with you this time. How do you prefer to consume Dynasty content, podcasts or articles?
Podcasts.
Chris?
Podcast.
Andrew?
We're on a podcast. I'm going to go podcast.
Yeah. That was a
really
pretty
not
easy
safe
one.
To read while you drive.
That's true. I figured that would be a pretty easy one. But now we go with the difference, starting with you again, John.
I'm going to think it's 75. No, I'm going to, yeah, I was going to, yeah, 75, 25. So 50%
difference. 50%
difference,
says John.
35% difference.
Mm.
50, 35. And Andrew.
I'll go 34. I'm going to go under. I'll give you guys this stuff up top. I'll just play the downside. So I'll go 34%.
You should have gone the other way because the difference is 62%, wow. 81 to 19.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
People don't read. Reading's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
I listen to a million podcasts. I hardly ever read an article.
That has to suck for Peter. Nobody looks at all any of his like graphs or anything like that.
I listen to every episode of The Crossroads, though.
Lots of things suck for Peter. Sure. That's okay.
Yeah. Poor guy.
He does plenty of audio and video content.
Yeah.
He's on right now, I think.
Yeah. He literally is on right now.
Okay. So y'all
that's true whenever you're listening, by the way. Just he's probably on right now.
Yeah.
So y'all picked up a point there. John got the extra point, is in the lead. We are back to starting with Chris. Better way to determine rookie draft order for non-playoff teams, potential points or simply by record?
This one's going to be an interesting one.
I guess it's how people would interpret it, because I would say they probably go by record, but I would go by potential points. So I'm going record.
Yeah, I did say better way to do it. So it's not what their leagues are. It's
I know, but I'm just even still, I bet you people still read it and they just saw the two options and they probably went that way. So I'm gonna say record, but I think I'm probably wrong.
Okay, Chris says record. Andrew?
I'll do potential points. Be different.
Andrew says potential points. And Bosch.
Rocky is surveying people that Rocky will survey. So I'm going to
guess. I'm in a lot of group chats, John.
I'm going to guess there's some Trade Addicts responders maybe. Here. I'm going to say potential points.
It's funny you said that because Trade Addicts doesn't do. I don't. Yeah, Russ doesn't do.
Does Russ do it by record?
He does.
Damn you, Russ. I'm out.
But potential points was the correct answer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you two each got a point there. So Chris, what do you think was the difference between the two with potential points winning?
I would say that's probably, I'm going to go like 30%.
Andrew?
I'll go 23%.
I will go 22%. Take the point.
It's not right.
Dang it.
The difference was 34.2%. 67 to 33, essentially. Wow. It was 2-1.
I thought that was going to be a close one.
Chris did not get the answer right, but got the bonus point there.
Yeah.
So nicely done.
Chris.
So it's right now 5-4-3, Bosch, Andrew, Chris. Okay, next one. And we are starting with Andrew. toilet bowl for non-playoff teams that rewards the winner with pick 113. Good idea or bad idea?
I'm going good idea.
Andrew says good idea. What does Bosch say?
Terrible idea.
Okay, Bosch says terrible idea. And Chris?
I say bad idea.
Well, I agree with Chris and Bosch.
Oh, my gosh. People,
the people really? That responded did not.
People.
I
people.
Hate the 113 pick. That's why I put this question in there. I wanted to see what people would say.
Make it the 213, and then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be much more fun.
Not the 113.
So
for the record, I agree with you guys also, but I'm like, no. He's asking because Trade Addicts leaves get the 113, and I got a lot of people in the hands of that. You thought that one out for me there, John. Thanks.
I'm going to have to read these damn rules.
I asked a lot of people outside of Trade Addicts leagues, though, just so you guys know.
Okay,
so Andrew, you start with the
Junkies Listener League.
Okay. Let's see. let's go with 8 again. I don't know. 8 seems like a fun number.
Okay, Andrew says 8. John?
I'm going to go 27.
I knew you were going to do that, so now I have to.
Why would I not play the game?
I know. I knew you were going to do it too. I'll go 18%.
Oh, man, you went right down.
And the actual answer, it was good idea 53.2, bad idea 46.8, only 6.4, which means Andrew gets the only 2 points for that round.
Yeah. Wow.
And is now in the lead over Bosch.
I love 113 now. Let's do it.
Yeah.
we have 3 more here. And the last couple, I threw in a couple player ones. So this is the last one that's kind of a general fantasy topic. Then the last two are player ones. But John, this one's to you. Preferred startup strategy, productive struggle or win now?
This is one I think people lie about. That's the thing. So I have to decide, were they honest or were they what they tell people they don't like to do? I'm going to say win now. I'm going to think maybe they went honest route.
So Chris?
Yep, win now.
And Andrew.
I love the game within the game within the game within the game that John is playing. I'm going to go with win now as well.
And you were all correct. It was win now. I'll get the point there. So nobody picks up anything on anybody, but we'll see who gets the bonus point. John, what was the difference?
Oh, I think a lot of people are liars out there. So I'm going to say 9%.
9% says John. Chris?
I'm going to say 6%.
Dang it. I was hoping you'd go high and make him split. I was trying to lock in all those close numbers. Darn it.
6% says Chris and Andrew.
I got to go 10, John. I got to go 10. The game.
And you did a good job playing the game because the answer was 14%. 57 to 43 said win now.
All right.
57-43 win now. Interesting. Okay.
All right.
Andrew's pulling away a little bit here. It's 8-6-4. So you guys need to get these right.
That's some work. Yeah, I got to do some work.
Yeah. And you need to hope Andrew gets them wrong, which he can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next one. This is one of the player ones. And I believe we are starting with Chris again. Which Broncos wide receiver do you want? Cortland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy?
Oh, Cortland Sutton.
Andrew?
I'm going to go with Sutton as well because I think that's what people will say. Yeah.
I should go.
You got to get that point, John.
I should, but yeah. I think it's Sutton. I think Sutton's the answer.
And you're right. Sutton is the answer.
Everyone hates Jeudy right now.
Including me, which is why I threw this question in. So now we got to go with the difference, and we start with Chris.
I know. I can already see where this is going. I'm going to go 42%.
Andrew?
I'll go with 33%.
32%.
Good game there, John. I was trying to give some space that you could pick, but I didn't go low enough.
You should have gone like 20s somewhere.
And in the 20s. John gets the point for that one because it was 31.6%. 65.8 to 34.2. So with that, we go to our last question. Unfortunately, Chris cannot win, but you're still going to play.
All right.
And John has nine. I mean, Andrew has nine. John has eight. And Chris has five. So it could come down to this question. The question is, and we start with you, Andrew. Which QB are you drafting first in Dynasty Superflex? Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert?
Patrick Mahomes, I think, is still the name. I think that's what people are taking. And I want to try to play it safe. I don't need to be risky in the lead.
No, that's the right move. I would like to say Patrick Mahomes, but I have to say Herbert.
And Chris?
I mean, it doesn't matter either way, but I'll say Herbert.
The answer was Patrick Mahomes, yeah. which gives Andrew the win because he's now up 10-8 and there's only 1 point left. Any guesses on what the difference was? It doesn't really matter. I don't know. We need to go
12. I don't know.
I would probably say about 17%.
Oh, really? Okay. I would have been more in like the 8-9-ish range, somewhere in there.
8.8.
Oh, 8-9-ish range. You nailed it.
45.6. So Andrew, in his second chance here, takes the first game. So we will move on to the value judgment game. Like I said, this is kind of based on – I was listening to Dynasty Wall Street, how you guys rank the players, and I figured I could make this into a game. I've done it a couple times. What I've done one for each position, and then the last one is just sort of a mix of players and a pick thrown in there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you five names, and you have to decide how you would rank them 1 to 5. Well, not how you would rank them, how you think the Dynasty Trade Analyzer and DLF ranks them.
Okay.
So you're guessing the value, not your value, but what their value is. So I will read them in alphabetical order, so as not to kind of give anything away. It's just going to be alphabetical order. And then you could try and rank them and how you think the analyzer would do it. So, Andrew, I'll start with you since you won the last game. And I for each position, for the first four, I always do the one with the mix of players and pick last. So you can pick which position you want to start with. And we're going to, again, go around in a circle.
Let's do QB.
Okay, QBs. Your five players to rank are Jalen Hurts, Trey Lance, Trevor Lawrence, Matthew Stafford, and Russell Wilson. And
I rank them first?
Yeah, whoever picks the position, they'll start, and then John will go, then Chris, and so on.
So I'm ranking from most points to fewest points in the trade calculator.
Yes, and I should have said this before you do it. It is Superflex rankings. It is Superflex tight end premium rankings.
And this is DLF's trade analyzer.
Most of these are within the position, but the last one is not. So I wanted to make sure I said that. 12 team, yes.
Number one is going to have the highest value.
Yes, from highest to lowest, yes.
Man. All right, I think this is tough. There's been some movement lately, but this value is probably not moved yet. There's some numbers and things in here. So let me. You know what? I'm just going to go with my gut. We're going to go Wilson, Stafford, Hurts, Lance, Lawrence.
Okay, Wilson, Stafford, Hurts, Lance, Lawrence. Says Andrew Bosch.
I have Hurts, Lance, Stafford, Wilson, Lawrence.
Okay, and Chris.
Wait. So what was Bosch's order? Because I got to make sure I'm differentiating here.
Hurts, Mine Lance, was, Hurts, Lance, Stafford, Wilson, Lawrence.
Okay. So with Hurts, yep. Hurts, Lance. I'll go Wilson. Yeah, Wilson with the Denver move. Lawrence and then Stafford last.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. And this has never happened before. Oh, I did not say the scoring. The way it works is for every guy you get in the right position, you get a point. So you can get up to 5 points for each one. And for the first time since I've done this game, someone got 5 points.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And that was Chris.
Oh, Chris. Nicely done, Chris.
Lance, Wilson, Lawrence, Stafford, which means Andrew, unfortunately, you got none in the correct spot.
I got none, yeah.
And Bosch got two. So 5-2 after the first position. Bosch, you're next. Which running back, wide receiver, tight end?
Oh, let's go tight end. Surely you selected the top tight ends.
I did not. Something where they're all worth like seven in the end.
Yeah, hopefully Pitts isn't on the list.
Pitts is definitely not in this list. I did. These five guys may not add up. They do not add up to Pitts in the trade analyzer.
Nobody.
Here are your five guys. Zach Ertz.
You got me five guys?
Hunter Henry.
I'm hungry now.
Cole Kmet. I got the joke, John. Dawson Knox and Albert O.
Oh, the Dawson Knox game was fun.
Yeah, I almost thought of doing that, but I didn't have enough time to come up with some names. Man. Yeah.
All right. Ertz, Henry, Kmet, Knox, Albert O. Two. He's got to be five. Four, three. All right, I'm going to go Knox, Kmet, Albert O, Ertz, and Henry. Mind you, folks, I am not acknowledging that this is my order. I am trying to guess what the trade analyzer order is.
That's what I was doing with the last one. It did not go well. So, yes.
I do not agree with the order I just listed.
What would the analyzer say? I'm not familiar with this. All right, great.
Chris.
All right, so I'll go Knox, Ertz, Kmet, Henry, Albert O. Yeah. Knox, Ertz, Kmet, Henry, Albert O.
Okay, and then that leaves us with Andrew.
I'm going to go Knox, Kmet, Henry, Ertz, Okwuegbunam.
Church off.
I think that's right. I was waiting for some confirmation.
I don't know.
Albert O. Yeah.
It was closer than what I said.
So. I'm pretty sure that's close enough anyway.
These are not our rankings. I would agree with what you said, John. This is trying to game the game here.
Yeah, you have to put the disclaimer out there.
Okay, so the correct order in the analyzer is, and just so you guys know, I did do this morning, so this is up to date. Knox, Ertz, Henry, Kmet, Albert O. So Chris almost did it again. If he had flipped Henry and Kmet, he would have been 5 for 5, but he got 3. John got 1 that time.
I figured people were still riding that Kmet thing, so yeah, all right.
And Andrew got 3. If he had flipped Kmet and Ertz at 2 and 4, he would have gotten them all.
I was figuring Ertz with the age, I thought he was dropping in the analyzer. Oh, well.
I assumed the same, but he's who I would actually have second.
Same, like, yeah.
So. Yes, yeah. I was surprised Henry was over Kmet and Alberto, actually.
I feel like Henry's not bad.
People hate him. Talk about him in leagues and stuff, yeah. Chris, you want to go wide receivers or running backs?
Wide receivers.
Okay. By the way, Chris does have a commanding 5-point lead over the two of you at this.
Yeah, we're just waiting for me to tie it up on name game at this point.
I gotta make up some ground here after the last game.
Wide receivers. Okay. Wide receivers, your 5 wide receivers. This is kind of similar to that tight end range, by the way, in terms of how low they are. It is Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, Rondale Moore, Kadarius Toney, and Christian Watson.
All right. So looking at that list, I'm going to go Kirk, Watson. Let me start over.
Darn it.
Let me start over. The more that I think about it.
This is a tough one. All these guys are within 14 points of each other in the analyzer.
Dang. And you said the scores come from this one. Man, I'm overthinking it.
Go with your – just trust your gut, Chris, because you've been great so far.
I know, and it's like now that I'm looking at these all these wide receivers, I'm overthinking it. I'll go Tony Watson, Kirk, Davis, Moore. And that's completely wrong. I know it. I know it.
Andrew, I'm not saying anything until after.
Well, mine is different, but mine could also be terribly wrong because that's the fun about this game is that we could all be entirely wrong. I'm going to go Davis because I just feel like trades are getting done for him that are ridiculous. So Davis, Kirk, Watson, Tony, Moore.
You guys like Kirk more than I do.
I think the people like Kirk more than we do. I think that's what I'm coming down with.
I don't think the rankers at DLF like him that much more than I do. I have Gabe Davis number one. I have Kadarius Toney number two. Christian Watson number three. Kirk number four. And Rondale Moore number five.
That makes sense. I like Johns. Can I take Johns?
One first is tough.
You may not want to do that, Chris.
Oh, God.
I would have agreed with you two, by the way, though. I would have shocked that Gabe Davis was not first because I feel like, you know, the Gabe Davis hype machine. And I think this does involve, you know, trades that are made go into the analyzer rank and things like that.
Ranks and other things have some factors in it, too. But
yes. But the correct order is Kadarius Toney, Gabe Davis, Christian Kirk, Christian Watson, Rondale Moore, which again means Chris had three of them, and if he had flipped the other two, he would have gone five. Yeah. So, Chris, I guess you should be trusting your gut in this game.
I guess I should. Oh, my gosh.
So it would take a – it is possible, but it would take a massive comeback for one of you two because it's 11 to 4 to 4 with two more of these.
Oh, boy.
I'm shooting for 4 out of 5 each time.
Running backs, we would go with because it's the last position left. Starting with Andrew, let me give you your five running backs. I can scroll back.
Which five can I get incorrect? That's what I want. Let's go.
Melvin Gordon.
Yep.
God.
Excuse me. It's not quite as low this time.
Thank God.
Okay.
Cam Akers, J.K. Dobbins, Travis Etienne, Aaron Jones, and Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Okay.
This is in that like kind of that running back dead zone part. Like that's where it gets tricky. Not all of them, of course. Mm-hmm. This is it's a fun group. We'll say that. What would the actual values be? That's the tough part. I don't like this, but I'm going to go for it. I guess I'm going to start and I'll be wrong. I don't mind. I'm going to go with Alvin Kamara first. J.K. Dobbins second, because I just think there's still a lot of trade value on that guy's name. The other injured guy in Akers third, Aaron Jones, and then ETN.
Okay. Kamara, Dobbins, Akers, Jones, ETN, says Andrew, John.
I also have Kamara first still. Dobbins second. Akers, ETN, Jones. Jones is old.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jones, man. He's so cheap.
And Chris.
So I'm definitely on Kamara first. I'll put Akers last. I still think even after last season, like with the Achilles discussion, I think he should be. So he'll be five for me. So it's like I got to figure out like three, four, like two, three, four.
Yeah.
I'll go Dobbins, Jones. No, flip that. So yeah. You know, Dobbins, Jones, ETN. Yeah.
Okay. So, John, you did pretty well this time because you got three of them. But the correct order is Kamara, Dobbins, Jones, ETN, Akers, which is Chris's order.
No, I switched them. I thought I had Jones.
You had Akers fifth. Know that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I believe you started saying ETN, and then
yeah.
I thought that's when you. That's what I wrote down anyway.
So Chris nailed it again.
Either way, I don't think it matters too much because it only would have cost you 2 points and you're up 16 to 7 to 6.
Yeah. So like, he got all five and he's like, I don't think I got all five.
If I was wrong, which means they cannot catch up, but I did the last one, so we're playing it.
Of course.
And we will start with Andrew. This is four players. I usually try and go one in each position, but I couldn't find anything I liked with a running back in it. So there's going to be two receivers in here, plus a pick, plus a quarterback, plus a tight end. So the five pieces in this one are TJ Hockenson, Terry McLaurin, Elijah Moore, Zach Wilson, and a 2024 first.
Said Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson.
Your favorite quarterback
My
of all
favorite
time,
quarterback, yes.
All right, so
I do know you like Hockenson. Okay.
Moore, McLaurin.
Wait. Andrew's starting this time, I think.
No, he's just listing off the names.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were giving an order. Okay.
No.
Yes, you want me to read them again? I can read them again.
Please.
One more time.
Hockenson, McLaurin. Yeah, you basically had it. Elijah Moore, Zach Wilson, and a 2024
first. 2024
first.
Got it. Okay.
This is no fun. I don't like this one. You know what? I'm going to do it this way because it doesn't matter anyway. We're going to do number one, Terry McLaurin, Zach Wilson, Elijah Moore, 24 first, Hockenson.
Elijah, 24 first, Hockenson. Okay, John.
This was Superflex tight end premium, you said, right?
Superflex tight end premium, yes.
All right. People are dumb. So I'm going to say Hockenson won. Just probably means I'm going to be dumb for assuming they're dumb. So I'm going to say Hockenson number one, Zach Wilson two, Elijah Moore three, 2024 first or TMC? Let's go with the first and then Terry McLaurin last.
I like that our first and fifth are opposite. Everything else is the same.
Were they really?
Yep. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yes. Okay. So that's to Chris.
If I give up my first round, winner. I don't know.
Here's the answer, everybody. Pay attention.
Yes.
Let's go. Daggone it, man. So, yeah, Superflex, tight end premium, huh? Yeah, I'll go. I'll go TJ Hockenson. Honestly, I'll probably then do Terry McLaurin 2024 for, no, because that doesn't make any sense. Once you start listing them off, it's like, man,
I give my first for Zach Wilson, even though he's a crappy quarterback. It's the first 2 years from now.
Exactly.
That's what he's gonna cost.
23 first. Different.
Yeah, it's different.
Those are gold.
Four first. Yeah.
That's why I didn't use those.
Hawk Wilson. I'll say, Hawk Wilson.
McLaurin, this doesn't mean anything, right, Chris?
McLaurin Moore. Yeah, no, but I'm trying to think.
Pride. It means pride.
So, yeah, Hawk Wilson, McLaurin Moore, 2024 first.
Okay. And you should be happy this one doesn't mean anything.
All right, I think that was wrong.
This one got all of you. The only person that even got a point was John, who had McLaurin in last. He was the one spot that was right.
He's actually last.
I was surprised by this order, and that's probably why I put it in here. It was Zach Wilson, Elijah Moore.
Sense. He's a quarterback. So.
That does make some sense, I guess. Elijah Moore, 2024 first. Hawk, Terry McLaurin was the order.
All right.
So, but Chris, you still win by 8 points. So you got nothing to be ashamed about with that last one. Don't worry about it.
I'll take the point.
So it's one game for Chris, one game for Andrew. Bosch is totally going to win the name game, and I'll have to use a tiebreaker.
That's the plan. We all worked it out earlier.
Yep. That's the way a lot of these have gone, though, since we've started this tournament. Yeah. We've had such competitive games. It's been great. But
I figured if I didn't take that one, I was going to get smoked in the name game anyway.
Yeah, I do have tiebreakers for each game individually, so I'll probably just use one of them when John ties this. So
hang on. I'm all right at this.
That is true. Andrew has done well when he's – I think both times he's been on, I was
the host. I've struggled every time I struggled.
When I needed to tie it up, I was in John's position and got name game to tie it up.
Okay, so the name game is the game we hate to explain. It's sort of like Wheel of Fortune before and after. We're going to have a theme, which tonight is going to be fantasy terms we use in fantasy. I actually had a bunch of name games in kind of, at least a few name games already done, and I thought of this one this week, and I kind of liked it. So that's what we're going to do. And so there's going to be the theme, it's going to be a word or a phrase, has to overlap by at least one syllable with a player name. I will, you know, once we do it, if you're not familiar with the game, you'll understand it. I know all three of you are. What I'll do is I'll read a clue. It will have the division and position of the player and a clue to the fantasy term. And if I say the player's name or division first, that means the player comes first in the phrase. If I say the fantasy term definition first, that comes first. You will buzz in with your name. For each one, you get 3 points if you get it with no hints. You can take a hint for the fantasy term, or you can take a hint for the player, which is always their team. If it's one hint, it's 2 points. Two hints, it's 1 point. I think that's everything, and we are going to start now. So the first one is AFC West wide receiver. And the abbreviated term for a fantasy format where you pick players for the current week, usually with some kind of salary structure.
Andrew. Jerry Jeudy DFS.
Nice.
Yes. Jeudy DFS. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I think most of these you guys will probably get with no hints, but we'll see. Few of them have some deeper players, so that might throw some of you off, but. Anyway, AFC West running back, and what you would call the other person who runs a fantasy team with you.
John. Isaiah Pacheco, manager.
Yes, I would have also.
Oh, okay.
I wrote co-manager. If someone had said co-owner, I would have taken that as well. Okay, so that's 3 for John. Okay, next one. AFC East quarterback. And a scoring setting where everyone scores a certain amount for every catch they make.
Andrew? Bailey Zappi PR.
I thought that might get you, guy. I didn't think it would be so quick. Yeah.
Well done.
Because of the Bailey Zappi of it. But,
deep leagues, okay. You got me in, John.
Yep.
Okay, so 6 Andrew, 3 Bosch, Chris still to get on the board as he kind of
every
predicted.
Time. Every time.
These two are both pretty good at it, though, Chris.
I know.
Okay, next one. NFC East wide receiver and the abbreviation we use to describe where a player is generally picked in a startup.
Say that again?
NFC
East. Oh, gotcha. Never mind. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you can still say it again if you want, but yes. Now I understand what you said. John.
John.
Kenny Galladay, P.
Yes. I like the way that one flows together. Kenny Galladay DB. So John ties it up 6-6. We got 3 more.
Making you earn it.
A term used to describe a pass catcher who finishes the season between 13th and 24th overall in scoring and NFC West
John, wide receiver Tutu Atwell.
Yes.
The pass catcher portion of it, I was just like, oh, so it could be like a tight end? Or
I would have accepted tight end Tutu Atwell as well.
All right.
Because that would have fit as well. So a term used to describe the situation when multiple players at a certain offensive position are expected to share the workload fairly evenly and AFC
John,
North.
Running back by committee, Higgins.
And that assures the win for John. We will do the 7th one.
I didn't even think about it.
I haven't the last two I haven't even finished.
I know. Yeah,
right. I couldn't even think on
it. That's just how my brain works. You don't think I've ever thought running back by commit T. Higgins before in my life? Unfortunately, I have.
Okay, well, I'll see if you can get this one. This one was actually my favorite of the ones I came up with, but I usually save that one for last. So NFC South wide receiver, and a term we use for a loss of pass attempts to specific players when they leave
the team. Oh, my God.
From 1 year to the next.
Oh, hang on. I know that
again,
term.
Say the whole thing again, because that's just awesome. I love this one already.
And it,
yeah, I got it, Chris.
And the term, somebody want to say it? Or?
Do it, yeah, Chris Olave vacated targets.
Yes.
Chris Olave vacated targets. Oh, my God. That's got it. I'm going to rename Peter's team Chris Olave.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like
it. That's a good one.
I'm just going to use commissioner access, and Peter's getting a name change to a team.
So that means we have a 1-1-1 tie.
Of course.
So I think
Chris Olave.
I think the tiebreaker I'm going to use is the one I had ready for this or that. So
this is the one I said, because this has so much to do with the ordering, how we go.
Well, no, because I did this differently. I did this differently than the actual game. And this is, remember I said, if you have a tiebreaker, you're going to need one. If we have to do this tiebreaker, you're going to need a pen and paper. This is the one.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, I mean, if you have an iPad, you can write
a number on.
Yes.
Would a chalkboard be okay?
Yes, John. Anything you can write on and hold up to the screen would be okay. If Chris has an iPad there that he's using or something, he can use that if he can write a number on it, because that's what your answer is going to be, a number.
Okay. Got to hold up the number, right? That's the whole thing.
I just don't want you to – I don't want to game theory it, so you're each going to just come up with your number. So we're not going to go round robin. I don't know what if you somehow both pick the same exact number, we might have to do a second tiebreaker.
Oh, boy.
But – so the last question that I had asked on my sheet, which I did not use in the game, was which third-year running back has the better 2022 season, Dobbins or Akers? Dobbins was the winner, which I think you guys probably would have gotten anyway, and it's the reason I didn't use it. Yep. What was the – not the difference. What was the percentage that said Dobbins?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Total percentage.
So just the total, yeah. Okay, so Dobbins won –
I'm just going to write down 100% minus Cam Akers percentage and see if that gets me the right answer.
That would not be accepted. Oh, that's a number.
It really felt like that should be the right answer.
Yeah, trying to turn this into an algebra problem.
I have been told that that is how math works.
That is how math works.
By the way, once you guys hold this up, this may be the shortest DGN I've ever done. I'm renowned for going over an hour. We're at like 48 minutes. So
this name game fantastic. Took 2 minutes because it's me and John.
It's just good because we started late tonight. Later than usual.
When Bosch rips off the name game before you even get
that's
done with
true.
The clues, it certainly doesn't
that, that can also often take a while with like people, you know, the dead air that we cut out of the name. There, when people hear how fast John answered, there was nothing cut out there.
It was okay. I know this is pointless, but as soon as he said his name on all like two of the three, I was like, I was right there too. But he was so much faster. I didn't even think.
I'm not kidding. I've literally written down running back by commit T. Higgins before, so
not surprised.
Okay, does everyone have their number?
I got number. I got it down on my phone. My phone notepad.
Okay, hold it up so I can see it. Okay, Andrew says 69.
Nice.
John says 54, I think that is.
That's correct.
And Chris says, is that 58.7?
Yes.
Okay. The correct answer, which will give us the winner of the night, is 75.9%.
Andrew moves on.
Wow. In his second chance, wins and moves on to the semis.
Can't believe it.
Wow.
I just guessed 69 because it's 69. Like, that's literally the only reason.
Congratulations, Andrew.
And that does also mean that Matt Price is the only of the four hosts that will move on to the semis as well as me, John, and Russ have all lost and our
Matt's the only one of us that's good at this game. Yeah, so, let's be honest.
Matt's the master. I believe he's won both other tournaments champions, so he's probably going to win this one too.
Yeah,
we've had two other ones.
That's what Matt told me anyway. maybe he didn't win both. Maybe that's just what he told me. I don't know.
I will take his word for it.
All
right. But that finishes us up for the night. Congratulations, Andrew. I'll give everybody a chance to sign off here, starting with you as you won, going on to the semis, which are coming up quick because next week is our last first round matchup, and I've already scheduled the first semi. So you'll be coming on again pretty soon, Andrew. But say whatever you want to say here, and congrats to you.
I mean, I can't believe that we did 1-1-1 again. And like everybody who's in this thing, everybody who's won this game before comes back on and wins again.
And you had in that last one had a similar thing where you had to write down a number and you got the number wrong. That's
And I redeemed myself kind of just by guessing Rob Gronkowski's favorite number. I love how that works out. Anyway, so yeah, I appreciate you having me on here, Rocky. I'm glad I could jump in and snipe the victory from these two fine competitors that are both, you know, near and dear to my heart in the Ohio kind of area. This is just, I'm so glad to be here. But yeah, you can find me at AndrewHallFF on Twitter. Obviously, I had Dynasty Junkies with you, Rocky, and I'm right. So come say hi. Just in shock.
John, anything you want to say to the people before we sign off here?
Go buy SFB shirts still, folks. I discounted all the Sunday series, and by Sunday series, I mean these shirts might look similar to a team that you might support on a Sunday. We'll just call it. Raise a little bit extra kick in for the Toys for Tots tribe. FFpodshirts.storeenvy.com. Yep. Go buy some more SFB shirts.
And Chris, thank you for coming on too. You killed that middle game, man.
That's all I got, man. If it's numbers, I can do that. Outside of guessing percentages, but no, I appreciate y'all having me on. I mean, Andrew, I mean, love seeing you whenever you get a chance to. Rocky, so glad we got to see each other in camp. Bosh, I just
still
saw
waiting
you
for that Sunday. Beer, Chris.
I
know.
Oh yeah,
the last couple weekends.
I know exactly. I've seen almost too much of you. I know. But no, always glad to be able to sit down and talk with all you fellas. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Chris Allen FFWX. I work for a lot of places. Otherwise, I mean, I'm ready for the season to get going. We actually get to watch some football versus just talking.
I know. I cannot wait. Yeah, I'm ready to start winning fantasy games too.
I will not have to run any more drafts or auctions.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I love them.
But I will have to set like 40 lineups every week. So
yeah,
I'm not going to focus on that part right now.
Yeah, that I don't want to do. Yeah.
Okay, but that, like I said, that finishes us up. Andrew will be moving on. We have one more next week. I believe Matt Price will be hosting that. So stay tuned for that. And until next time, good night, everybody.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. game night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.